The International Institute for Educational Planning, IIEP, is very interested in understanding what role EFA has played for developing countries. So we recently completed a review of plans. This is something that's feeding into the GMR for 2015. We compared the national policy goals prior to 2000, so the Dakar Conference, and the more recent ones. And we found a number of interesting things. I think one of the most important findings is that we found that EFA created a framework with the goals and the indicators, which really helped countries improve the monitoring they were doing. So I think that's a very positive effect. We also found that some goals got more attention after the Dakar conference than previously. And these are goal one on early childhood care and education, and goal five on addressing gender disparities. That's interesting. The bad news is that attention to adult literacy, which is represented in goal four, received very, very little attention after 2000. And that's a shame. We also found a number of other goals, not EFA goals, that were prominent across many countries. Things such as improving the management of the educational system, transparency and accountability, and involving civil society. So those were recurring goals, which are not part of the EFA. The International Institute for Educational Planning, or IIEP, sees capacity development as really critical for system change. And we have many examples from our work in supporting countries. I'll just mention one of them, and that's Afghanistan. So we've been engaged in Afghanistan for 12 years, providing technical support, training, institutional capacity development, et cetera. And over the course of this year, this is now one of the best success stories, because Afghanistan has now been able to move to decentralizing education and building capacity in the regions. The UN donors and NGOs in the past decade have made significant efforts to meet education for all goals, but there is a major shortfall in funding. And this includes financial support for capacity development institutes like International Institute for Educational Planning, which is at a time when there's a need for more attention to the technical aspects, the managerial aspects, and supporting countries to meet EFA. And the GMR has recently released an analysis of how aid to education is declining. And biggest problem is that the cuts are biting hardest in the countries that are the furthest from reaching the EFA goals.